We're talking to two former state senators who want to get the political conversation going among people who maybe aren't usually interested in state politics.
The Insiders is a video series on the website wisopinion.org featuring former Democratic state senator Chuck Quala and former Republican state senator Ted Kanivas.
The two have talked about issues including the state budget, funding for a new Milwaukee Bucks arena, and Governor Walker's presidential candidacy over at wisopinion.com. They're both with us today. Senator Quala, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Happy to be here.
Senator Kanivas, good to see you here, too.
Great to be here. Always a pleasure.
All right. You're from two different parties. You only overlap for a couple of sessions, I think. Senator Quala, how did you guys get together on this gig?
You know, I'm trying to remember how it started, but basically Senator Kanivas and I got together and started to do this in front of a couple of different groups. Mm-hmm. And we made the presentation, and people thought it was pretty entertaining, whether or not it was informative. We like to think it was. And eventually, not that long ago, before the last election, we did one for Jeff Mayers and Wisp Politics over in Milwaukee, a pre-election event. And Jeff liked it and then decided, well, let's make this a little more formalized. And he said, would you guys like to do this on a podcast? And we said, yeah, let's give it a try.
So how is it? You know, you're talking to a Democrat in front of other people.
Can you believe
we don't
it?
Do this anymore,
Can
do we?
Can you believe it? A Republican and a Democrat talking about politics, and somebody doesn't need to be in the middle with a bullwhip. It's amazing.
And Senator Kanivas, I've watched some. You guys don't agree on anything. When it comes to on everything, I should say, when it comes to politics, do you agree on anything? Do you find in these conversations?
Oh, sure. I mean, we do a segment called "Can We Agree?" And you know, we pick out an issue everyone on. Today, we agreed on legalized immigration, and you know, I think that it's really very simple to agree when you have people of like minds who really want to work together. I think that's the biggest problem in politics right now, is there are a lot of folks that think that division is the way to get ahead. And, you know, you can do that for a while, but over time, it's going to just disintegrate the society and the political dialogue. So, you know, I think it's a little too cynical right now.
Yeah, we didn't just invent the partisan divide lately, but Senator Quala, do you think, I mean, when you look at Congress, when you look at Wisconsin, government, legislature, even among everyday people, has it gotten worse in your perception?
You know, it's hard to think that. I mean, if you go back to Thomas Jefferson's days, those are pretty nasty discussions that they had about, you know, if you look at some of the things they said about each other. However, I would say this. It does seem to me that there is a bigger segment of people who, in the political environment, who are just not willing to compromise at all. And even though Scott Jensen and I were certainly seen as strong partisans, we would manage to find middle ground on budgets, and that's not happening now. I think I always found that Ted was someone willing to work with both sides. And also, it helps when you have people who are honest about what are the important challenges and aren't. We've agreed on things, not just immigration, but on minimum wage and other things. Things where you might not think that you'd get agreement between Dems and Republicans. And I think that's what's lacking. There's not much exploration of that middle. And one of the things that I see is that people listen to their Rachel Maddow, or they listen to their Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, but there's not a lot of listening to the other side. I try to make it a point to every week listen to at least 15 minutes of Hannity or Limbaugh. It's painful. But it's something you should do. You need to hear the other side, and that's what I think Ted and I are trying to bring to it.
And Senator Kanivas, you know, compromise is looked at as a dirty word sometimes. I think a lot of people in both parties and what they refer to as the base think, if I see you working with those other guys, I think you're sacrificing your principles. Can you compromise and still hold true to principles?
Well, of course you can. And I would point to Ronald Reagan, probably the greatest conservative president in American history, who, you know, compromised with Democrats all the time. He and Tip O'Neill were good friends, and they found ways to get major tax reform done. They found ways to do immigration. They found ways to do major pieces. And I'm telling you, it can be done today. What you need is people of goodwill, and you need people who understand the big picture and aren't just locked into the next cycle or the next election.
That's Republican State Senator Ted Kanivas. He's up here in the studio. Also, former Democratic State Senator Chuck Quala. They have a podcast hosted by Wisp Politics. It's called The Insiders. Let's give it a little listen to a lighter moment.
And that's exactly why, Chuck, I think we need to have a draft Quala movement for chair of the Democratic Party in the state of Wisconsin, and I, for one, will sign up for that one.
That's what I need, an endorsement for a Republican to win a Democratic election for party chair.
okay, when we look at our current state legislators, it doesn't seem like there are going to be a lot of moments of laughter and hilarity across party lines. Do we need more of that, Chuck?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, my dad often said to me, and he is, I think, one of the most masterful people. He'd negotiate a lot of things. He said, Chuck, use your sense of humor more. And actually, I think it's a great uniter. And that's one of the things that we're lacking a lot in politics these days, that things that unite us. And I think when you can use a sense of humor, it brings all of us closer together, and it makes it easier to get that done. Even when Ted is stabbing me, I still think that his sense of humor is very good.
Yeah, we have so much fun doing this because, you know, Chuck can take it. You know, you need a personality that can take it. And hopefully I can take it as well, because, you know, you can get filled up pretty quickly in politics. And I think there's a lot of people that have that vibe to them, that they think that their opinion is the one that matters most, that they're always right. And, you know, you can't find any common ground. My personal belief is there have been times when it's worked really well. And there have been times recently. I mean, I think back to Robin Voss, great working relationship with Mark Pocan, great example, where you can get some things done, but unfortunately, that's the exception, not the rule. And I think we have to, you know, explore new ways to, and hopefully with a lot of freshman legislators right now, we're going to be able to have a new green field to try to get that done.
You know, I remember a few years back, Assembly Representatives Mark Pocan, Robin Voss wrote a piece saying, hey, we need to get along, work together. They came on the Joy Cardine Show on this network, talked about that. Then Act 10 happened. Mm-hmm. Do you find sometimes that events come along that kind of wipe out all the goodwill and that polarize people?
I think that's true. And of course, that's one of the things that, you know, people would ask you, or people often ask me, they say, well, what's your biggest problem with Walker? And it's not anything in particular. It is that we end up with a polarized state. And I think once we're polarized, it's very hard to bring people back together. And that was one of those, events that really did that. And I think that It is a difficult thing when one party is in full control, because if they choose to, they can just run over the opposition, and that's oftentimes not a good thing. And so I think it's going to be a long road, but I think Ted is right that I think that gradually over time we'll find more basis for agreement. Mm-hmm. My honest feeling is that we will have a Democratic governor after the next election. I know that's a long ways away, Democrats, but in 3 years or so we will have a Democratic governor. And when we do that and we have a Republican legislature, which we will have, I think at that point the discussion will begin to hopefully bring the state back and do some more healing.
Well, that's a great topic for the show. I got to figure out who this Democrat's going to be. Because as of right now, I'm looking at the bench and I'm, you know, it's not exactly like Hoosiers. You know, I mean, we're not going to.
Well, looking at politics and the life of politics and going into it, given a lot of the sniping and the partisanship out there, you know, if you were in your 20s now looking at the political mm-hmm. landscape, would you have made the decision to go into politics and run
question.
For office?
What a great question.
Yeah, I would say this. I certainly have said, a lot of people have said, boy, aren't you glad you're not up there now? And I have to say that being in the minority is extremely painful.
Oh,
and I would say I wouldn't want to be up there.
You've both been there.
But
been there.
Being in the minority and having an opportunity to get the majority, and I've been there, is a great thing. But if you are in the minority and really cannot influence anything, that's very difficult. Although I have to say, I still speak with a lot of different Democratic legislators and some Republicans. And I am surprised that some of them managed to accomplish very small things, but accomplish something, and that gives them hope, and that's good. But I'll tell you, this environment would be very difficult. It's very partisan. Ted and I actually had a program where we talked about Bob Kastenmeier passing and talked about the bipartisanship, not just from Bob and Dave Obie, but also from Republicans like Steve Gunderson, Tom Petri, and others. And it does seem like that is not an easy find anymore, although I do know that Mark Pocan and Reid Ribble have tried to do a little bit of
that.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, so you do find pockets of it, and I just hope we can grow that.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's tough right now, but I'd say this, there have been, periods where it's been tough in the past as well. And I think the key thing is keeping your mind attuned to issues that you think can have reach beyond your own partisan base. If we can do that, and if the legislature can do that, suddenly, you know, you're going to find pockets and areas, as Chuck described them, where there's going to be working space where you can find some compromise and get something done. I think over time, the Walker administration's going to have to, by definition, reach out to a broader base of the electorate, which means they're going to have to reach out to a broader base of other legislators from the other party. And in order to do that, if they're going to do it, they should do it fairly soon, because they got to pass a budget here pretty quickly.
I've heard over the years from Bill Krause, longtime former Republican strategist, viewed in hindsight as a moderate Republican now, I think. But he said, you know what? used to be in the legislature. They'd fight like crazy over the issues during the day, and then they'd go out and have dinner or beers together. Does that happen anymore among legislators? Is that a dying art?
Well, we did. Yeah. Not Chuck and I, but I mean, we did in our area.
You know, it's interesting. Ted and I talked about that a little bit this morning in the podcast, and one of the points was that we don't know, because 70% of the assembly is within the last 4 years. However, I think one mistake, one place where people made a reform and it actually hurt, there used to be events that organizations would put on.
Right.
And all legislators would go, Dems and Republicans. It was a good opportunity for them to get to know each other. And I think it was a mistake when they outlawed those things. People say, oh, you know, they're buying influence. Well, every legislator could go. Nobody could be excluded. And what it did is it got the most liberal together with the most conservative.
I agree.
And actually, that's an opportunity where you're kind of meshed together. And then you have a personal conversation. You talk about your kids. You talk about your parents who are having struggling or whatever. When you have those conversations, it brings everybody together because it's a human conversation. And you're not seeing as much of that now. And we don't have the vehicles to get people together. And that's a shame.
Yeah, I mean, I would go out and have a drink with Erpenbach or go to a Springsteen concert with him or something, and which is true, is exactly what we'd do. And, you know, I got to know him really well. And one of the things that you find about people is, you know, even though they come from different political backgrounds and different kind of points of view, is that, you know, by virtue of their life, by virtue of the things that's going on, I mean, there's a more commonality than there is difference.
Senator Canavas, thanks a lot for joining us.
A lot of fun.
Senator Koala, thanks to you as well.
It was great.
I've been talking to former state senators Chuck Koala and Ted Canavas discussing their video series, The Insiders. Check it out on WISP Politics. They look at finding common ground or where they can't find it. They still have fun with it on important issues. By the way, for more talk across the aisle, join Joy Cardine tomorrow and every Friday morning at 8 for The Week in Review.